To my beloved students. Roy is a rat. He has 6 different thinking hats to help him solve all his problems. You see, life is dangerous where he lives because there is Blackie the cat. Hi. I'm Roy the rat. I stand on a mat and I change my hat just like that. One day while he was wandering in the kitchen, he saw a box on the kitchen table. It was a beautiful big red box. Roy's eyes sparkled with excitement. I want that box, he thought, and then he said, I'm Roy the rat, I stand on a mat, and I change my hat just like that. Roy put Zero in his white hat and started thinking. What do I know about the box? Well, not much. So I need to collect Blackie, could know something about it, better not go near him. Unfortunately, neither Tina nor Finia knew anything about the box. Tina was busy singing in her cage and Finia was busy flying in the garden when the box appeared in the kitchen. Roy wasn't discouraged and said, I'm Roy the rat, I stand on a mat and I change my hat, just like that. I don't care what's in that box, but I want it, he said to himself. I love its color and everything that is inside it. At that moment, Blackie the cat appeared just round the corner. Roy didn't lose his temper and said, I'm Roy the rat, I stand on a mat and I change my hat, just like that. Roy put on his black hat. Well, maybe I shouldn't try to open that box. It's risky, he thought. Blackie is coming and I don't want troubles with maybe there is something dangerous inside the box, like a super high-tech mousetrap or a poisonous snake. So while Roy was having second thoughts, he said, I'm Roy the rat, I stand on a mat and I change my hat, just like that. Come on, Roy, think positive, he said to himself. Such a lovely box can't hide, there is most probably a fresh cream cake with strawberries or a great selection of Swiss chocolates or even better cheddar cheese. Feeling overly optimistic and full of positive energy, he said, I'm Roy the rat, I stand on a mat and I change my hat, just like that. And he put on his blue hat. Now let's get organized, he said to himself and started thinking about the best. Deep in his thoughts, he felt he needed some help, so he said, I'm Roy the rat, I stand on a mat and I change my hat, just like that. At that moment, he put on his favorite green hat. Roy was happy and cheerful again because he was able to think out of the box and lots of creative ideas flashed into his mind. A long list, and within a few minutes, he had made a plan on how to reach the red box. He waited for a while until Blackie was out of sight. Then he ran as fast as he could and sneaked under the kitchen carpet. He crawled and crawled until he reached the leg of the table. He opened a hole to the carpet with his sharp teeth and he climbed up the table. His plan was perfect. It was simply a hat. Have 6 of them, which helped me think, and with a simple move, he climbed down the table. On the way back, Roy said, I'm Roy the rat. I stand on a mat and I change my hat, just like that. And he put on his yellow hat again. Well, there was nothing interesting for me in that box, but at least I had a great time trying to open it. It was such fun. Oh. This yellow hat is brilliant. It always helps me look on the bright side of life, he said with a big smile. The 6 thinking hats. De Bono's 6 thinking hats is a powerful decision-making technique both suitable for group discussions and individual thinking. A thinking hat is a metaphor for a specific way of thinking, which allows people to look at the effects of a decision. The Six Thinking Hats technique can be easily used in education so as to help students approach situations from different angles and therefore promote their creativity, problem-solving, and critical thinking while providing them with opportunities to sharpen their communication skills as they will have to share opinions, ideas, and feelings. Since each thinking style is represented with a different color, learners can easily recognize the thinking skill they are using just by visualizing it. The different color hats and the thinking style they represent, along with some questions and useful language that might facilitate the thinking process, are briefly presented on the table below. How to use the Six Thinking Hats technique with your students. A hat. Make sure that all students know what their hat represents. At that point, learners will work with members of their own group with the same color hat so as to brainstorm relevant vocabulary and develop their ideas to the maximum. Regroup students so that multicolored groups are reassured that each new group has representatives of questions given to them. Get feedback from each group and reach a decision. 10 possible ideas for using the Six Thinking Hats. There is a lot of noise during the lessons. How can the new decoration is needed for the classroom? What can organize activities for celebrating sports day at not all homework is assigned on time? What can be not everybody is recycling in our village/city? What would happen if you got shipwrecked on a what would happen if there were only children in the world tomorrow? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. CloudLink Academy, China, Xian, Jerry Dang.